We were discussing the themes of Shechitas Karban Pesach. And we talked about how Shechitas Karban Pesach was a moment of great significance to the individual Jew. He had been associated with Egyptian idolatry. And what was he doing effectively when we talked about Shechitas Karban Pesach? What was he taking a public stand against? Exactly, the Avodah Zarah of Egypt. And the Chizkuni noted that each and every Jew should not be able to make excuses and say, oh, I chose a weak one, and you wait until the Po'alim come home from work to make sure that everybody understands exactly, you know, what's being done right here. And Kol Echad Ve'Echad, that's why the Pasuk says, Kol Ka'al Adas Yisrael Bein Harbayim. So we talked about it being a moment for the individual Jew. No question about it. We talked about it being a moment for the Jewish family. How so? How is it a moment for the Jewish family? Abi, how is it an important moment for the Jewish family? The Karban Pesach, we said, how is the set to really be eaten? Exactly. Sel Avesavo, Sel Abayas. But it's also an important moment in terms of forming the Jewish nation. And we saw two pieces of evidence for this. David. Of course. Oh, the halacha of shlichus, that there's a halachic relationship only between members of the Jewish people. You can't have shlichim, you can't have halachic agents outside of the Jewish people. Kein tarimu gam atem, the Gemara says, ma'atem b'nei bris, av shluchacham b'nei bris. It only exists within our fraternity, Shimshi. We can't appoint somebody who's not Jewish as much as we care for them. Chaviv adam shenivra b'tzelem elokim. They cannot be our agents. It's a member of formation, of the moment of formation of the Jewish people. The shlucho shel adam kemoso, it has a lot to do with the principle of arevos, the principle of us being responsible for each other in mitzvot. So Karban Pesach also represents shlichos and the terminology of kahal, adas, Yisrael. The first time we have such a concept in the Chumash of an entire congregation of the Jewish people. And we saw perhaps another example of where you see the Jewish people bonding together. Jacob, did you want to say? Okay, just one second. Who wants to tell us, who wants to remind us, where it's not just about the family, but you see this idea of the Jewish nation in formation as well. Jacob. Exactly. Beautiful, Jacob. V'im yimat habayis miyos misev lakach hu u shcheino hakarov el beiso b'michsas nevashos. Excellent. That if your family, right, is not going to be able to consume the entire sheep, and we're concerned that there's going to be a violation of Nosar. So then what do? We get the neighbors together. We're forming the Jewish community. Kahal, Adas, Yisrael. And those were the three themes of Karban Pesach. The individual Jew, the family, and then Kahal, Adas, Yisrael. What I'd like to try to do in the moments that we have together on this day, before the day, before Yom Kippur, we're already feeling that sense of manora, the awe of it all, is to admit that you would think that, you know, Yom Kippur and Karban Pesach, they don't seem to have very much to do with one another, at least not prima facie when we first consider it. In fact, when it comes to the halacha of Hallel, they're absolute opposites. Why don't we have Hallel on Yom Kippur? Who remembers? Who remembers why we don't have Hallel on Rosh Hashanah and by Yom Kippur? The same token, Aiden. Precisely, Aiden. The Gemara in Masechta Erechin teaches us, Efshar Melech Yoshev Al Kisei Din Sivrei Chayim V'Sivrei Mesim Psuchin Afanav V'Atem Ovrim Shira. Is it possible that if a king was sitting on a royal throne in judgment, and the books of life and death are open before him, is there possibility? Hayitachin? Is it possible? Is it conceivable? Could one even contemplate reciting the Hallel? It's almost exactly the opposite. The Gemara in Masechta Pesachim, you have it here in the second source, Abi, please, to the honors, when it comes to Shechitas Karban Pesach, whether it's Pesach Rishon, whether it's Pesach Sheni, what does the Gemara say? Of course you have to say Hallel when they were shechting the Karban Pesach in the Beis HaMikdash. It's obvious that you have to say Hallel. Go ahead. Second source. Beautiful. The same lashon of efsher, just like you had by Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Efsher, is it possible to say Halel Chanan when life is hanging in the balance? And Bezalel, what do we have here? Efsher. Is it possible that the Jewish people could be doing as important a mitzvah, Shechitas Karban Pesach, as joyous a mitzvah? We're reenacting our emergence from Egyptian bondage and slavery and suffering, and v'mavavadim v'inu osam arba me'oshana. And we're not going to say halal? Both of them are svaros. It's a matter of logic. It's not a matter of a pasuk. Efshar Yisrael, shochten es pischeihem, v'lo omrim shira. Efshar melech, yoshev al kisei din, sivrei chayim, sivrei mesim, suchim lefanav, atem omrim shira. So as far as the halacha of halal is concerned, they're entirely opposite. So for me to make the argument that I'm going to try to make today, it seems a little bit audacious, that really Shechitas Karban Pesach and the Avodas Yom HaKippurim, which we'll discuss, really bear very, very, very important parallels. Let's begin with the Mishnah in Maseches Krisos. Who wants to read the Mishnah for us in Krisos Kivi? Go ahead. There are 36 violations, whether it's los asay or two asays, that you could be chayiv karis for. Okay, very good. So Yom Kippur carries along with it two krisos, I should say, either eating or drinking on Yom Kippur. That's part of the theme of Inui, or doing malach on Yom Kippur. Okay. Ah, and the Karban Pesach and Bris Milah, they are the only two mitzvot that say if one deliberately didn't get a Bris Milah and they die without a Bris Milah, they're Chayiv Kares, it has implications on their soul for the world to come. And if one deliberately didn't bring the Karban Pesach, then one can be Chayiv Kares. It's a big story if you have an opportunity to make that up. Something called Pesach Sheni, a topic from Sefer Bamidbar, Parshas Baloscha. Not our focus for now. Is this the first time that we're seeing that Pesach and Milah are related? Is this the first time that we're seeing that? No, where did we see that Pesach and Milah were related before? Chanan? Midamaye chayi. Right? B'shtei damim akasav medaber. There were two bloods. The dam of the Karban Pesach and the dam of Milah. So again, we saw a very important point of differentiation as far as halal is concerned. As far as halal is concerned, they're opposites. Efshar, that you could even consider saying halal on Yom Kippur. And efshar, that you could even consider not saying halal when it comes to the Karban Pesach. But now we saw at least one point of similarity, that Yom Kippur is associated with the Chiyuv Kares, and Karban Pesach, Emmanuel, along with Milah, which is a prerequisite for Karban Pesach, because what do we know? Who can't participate in the Karban Pesach? V'chol areel lo yochal bo, you need the Bris Milah, that too is associated with Karis. Jacob, you've been waiting.
So, first question.
Think about the Avodas Yom HaKippurim, which comes from Sefer Vayikra, the very beginning of Parshas Acharei Mos. So, the heart of the Avoda of Yom Kippur are three different viduyim, three different confessions recited by whom? The Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol does all of the Avoda of Yom Kippur. And the Kohen Gadol recites three different viduyim. Each time he mentions HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name three times. Ano Hashem, Chatati, Aviti, Pashati, Lefanecha. In each one of the three viduyim, he mentions Hashem's name three different times. The Shem HaMeforash. How many times that is mentioning Hashem's name? Nine, exactly. Then there's a tenth time that he mentions Hashem's name. That's one of the themes of Yom Kippur. The tenth day, you mention Hashem's name, Meforash, 10 times. It's a halacha in this week's parasha. Ki Shem Hashem Ekra Havu Godel Elokeinu. When the Kohen Gadol would call out the name of Hashem, what would everybody do? Shayu Shomim. When they would hear the Shem HaMeforash, Hayu Korinu Mishtachavim. And what would they say? We can say it. Baruch Shem. Kivod Malchuso Liolam Voed. Kishem Hashem Ekra. When the Kohen Gadol would call out in the name of God, Havu Godel Elokeinu, they'd have to bow down and answer, Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuso Liolam Voed. So the Torah says, you have it here in the fourth source, we don't need to read it all inside, but I want to highlight a number of expressions. The first time that Aharon confesses, he confesses for himself. The pasuk says v'chiper ba'ado. Then he confesses for his family, the Kohanim. It was a very small family originally, right? Now it could be many thousands of people. But at that time, it was really only Elazar and Itamar. And the pasuk says, not only v'chiper ba'ado uva'ad beso. And the third time, who knows what the Torah says? It's a very important expression. Very good. V'chiper ba'ado uva'ad beso uva'ad Kol Kahal Yisrael. The third time, he's atoning for the entire Jewish people. Now, what does that sound like? V'ad Kol Kahal Yisrael. What does that remind us of? Even that language, somebody we haven't heard from. Ad Kol Kahal Yisrael. Shimon, what does that remind us of? You heard that expression. You say, wait, I know that expression. What is that reminiscent of? Nachi? Beautiful. Kahal Adas Yisrael. And in fact, throughout the parsha of the Avodas Yom HaKippurim, the Torah Shebichsav uses Lashonos, it uses formulations, Betzalel, that are so reminiscent of the Karban Pesach. For example, we saw it at the very beginning, Dabru El Kol Adas Yisrael Emor Be'asor Lachodesh Hazeh, on the 10th day of this month. The 10th day of the month. The 10th day of the month. Pesach Mitzrayim and Yom Kippur have a lot of parallels. The 10th day of the first month and the 10th day of the 7th month. And what were we told? Dabru el kol adas Yisrael. And what do we have here in the Avodas Yom HaKippurim? Adas b'nei Yisrael. That same expression. Kahal Yisrael. So it seems quite clear that there are linguistic parallels. Anytime we find that in the Chumash, we always assume that there's some deep relationship here. And apparently on Yom Kippur, in successive order, what Aharon was supposed to do was to atone for himself, to reconnect to God himself, to bring his family closer to God, and then, of course, ultimately to bring the entire Jewish people closer to God. Who wants to read the seventh source for us? This is the Rambam in Hilchos Avodas Yom HaKippurim, where he summarizes everything that we've spoken about, the three successive confessions, first for himself, and then for his family, then for the entire Jewish people, the basic sequence of the Avodas Yom HaKippurim. Yes, Bivakasha. Zesh Ne'amar Batorah, this is the second chapter of the Rambam Hilchos Avodas Yom HaKippurim. Mipia Shmua, which means based on the Torah Shabbal Peh, we understand that this v'chiper means not just that he atones, but that he confesses. Mipia Shmua lamdu shezeh. Right, sometimes v'chiper means other things, right? But here v'chiper means to confess. Outstanding. So we learn that he does three different confessions on this day. Echad. So both of those viduyim are attached to a korban chatas, the par, okay, that he brings for himself. Why does it make a great deal of sense that Aharon in particular, but every Kohen Gadol that would follow him would bring a personal chatas that was a par? What is that highly reminiscent of? You don't have to be the Vilna Gaon. The Egel Azov, of course. Okay. Ve'avidu yashlishi, the Rambam says, Si'ir hamishtaleach. This is going to be the So'ir, Lazazel, which eventually, Shimon, what's going to happen to this So'ir? Going to be thrown off the cliff. Dichiyaso minatzuk zo yishchitaso. That pushing it off the mountain, that is kivayachal the shchita, that is the avoda that's associated with the So'ir, Lazazel. A fascinating korban, but not for now. So we have three successive viduyim. The Avodas Yom HaKippurim, first two are associated with the par, Ba'ado, and then Ba'ad Beisel, and then Ezra, the third one, is associated with the Sa'ir Lazazel. That's for Kol Kahal Yisrael. Anybody see the theme that we're trying to tease out here? What's the thread that we appear to be developing based on what we said about Shechitas Karban Pesach, which also took place, right, starting with the process on the 10th day of that month. What seems to be the parallel? Who can draw it out for me? Somebody maybe we haven't heard from. There are three levels to Yom Kippur. The overarching goal of the day is Kiva Yom Hazeh Yechaper Aleichem L'Taher Eschem Mikol Chatoseichem Lifnei Hashem Titaru, is to bring all of us personally, familially, nationally, to restore our relationship with Hashem Lifnei Hashem Titaru, David. That's the overarching goal of the day. But it happens at multiple levels. Ba'ado, ba'ad beso, ba'ad kol kahal Yisrael. Who can identify the thread for me here? Nachi.
Sure, there's three levels.
Okay, outstanding. So to review, the process of taking the Karban Pesach on the 10th day, AB, right? So that was an important personal moment for each and every Jew to say, I stand with Hashem and I stand against the Avodah Zarah. The Egyptians weren't happy about it. And it was a very courageous act. We'll read a tour inside in just a moment that highlights just how courageous it really was. So it was really about an individual taking a clear stand and saying, I stand with Hashem, Lifnei Hashem. I don't stand with the Avodah Zarah of Egypt. They've been my taskmasters for centuries already. It's a moment of personal transformation. What do we say? Mishchu, kechu. Mishchu yideichem me'avodah zarah shemi. Withdraw from the Avodah Zarah of the surrounding society. Ukechu mitzvahs Pesach. The Karban Pesach was a personal Rubicon. Slaughter the animal, the deity of Egypt, was to take a stand and to go beyond the point of no return. But of course, the consumption, the Achilas Karban Pesach on the night of the 15th, that was done in the context, Selave Savos, Selabayas, in the context of a family, and making sure that our families could be in a state of closeness and proximity to Hashem. And then, of course, V'im Yimat Habayas Miyos Miseh, but if the family somehow was insufficient, there's an entire community, there's an entire nation that's associated what we call Kahal Adas Yisrael. The same reason that you could ask any Jew, not just a member of your family, to shech the Karban Pesach for you, Shelucho Shel Adam Kemoso. The fact that we can use halachically shlichim, and yes, it's true, Jacob, normally mitzvah bo yoser mi b'shlucho, better perhaps to do things yourself. The Gemara in Kiddushin discusses it. But nevertheless, the very halachic institution of shlichos is a manifestation and a symptom of the national fraternity of Klal Yisrael, Kol Kahal Adas Yisrael. And so too on Yom Kippur, that was the third and final level of Aharon's vidui, not just v'chiper ba'ado, not just for his family ba'ad beso, but also ba'ad Kol Kahal Yisrael. I'd like to take a look at a very famous passage in the Torah, which I think gives voice to the multiple motifs that we have here about the levels that were implicated by taking the Lakitas Karban Pesach, Lakichas Karban Pesach on the 10th, Mekcho Miba'asor in that year, and of course slaughtering it on the 14th. This is a tour from Arachayim Simon Taf Lamed. AB, do you mind doing the honors for us? Just a little louder, if you don't mind. A little louder, a little slower. So as you all know, the Shabbos before Pesach is called Shabbos HaGadol. It's not just because the Rabbi Bezalel gives a very long drasha, maybe for that reason also. But Shabbos HaGadol was the great Shabbos. So what's it all about, AB? V'hata'am, what's the rationale? Why do we call it Shabbos HaGadol? Shabbos Shuvah, we understand. Right? Shuvah Yisrael, Ad Hashem Elokecha, Ki Chashalta Bavunecha. We understand why we call it Shabbos Shuvah. This is the time of year, Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Dirshu Hashem Yimatzo, Kerov Yoso Karov. the urgency of the moment. Keitz mechila usalicha li Yisrael. Be'es ni'ilah shar. We understand why it's Shabbos Shuvah. Why is it Shabbos HaGadol Ebi? Oh, lefi shenase bones gadol. That it was a truly great miracle. What was the great miracle of that Shabbos that took place bo bayom on that Shabbos? Shepesach Mitzrayim, Pesach, as it was observed that initial year, Mekcho Be'esor, what was taken on the 10th day, Jacob? What was taken on the 10th day? The sheep was taken. Kiddichsiv, go ahead. On the 10th day of this month, shades of Yom Kippur, ringing in your ears, right, on the 10th day, Be'esor Lachodesh Hashvi, that happened to be Be'esor Lachodesh Harishon. Oh, so they should take a seh for their families and for their households. Upesach sheyatzu Yisrael Mitzrayim nimtza she'asor b'chodesh haya. Okay, they left on Thursday. It was the 15th. Shabbos was the 10th. What does kol echad mean, Abi? Kol echad. Each and every one of them on the personal, individual basis. Okay? V'lakchu lahem kol echad seh pischo for the Karban Pesach. V'kashar oso bichra'e. So they literally tied it to the leg of the bed, right? So the animal is sort of wandering around. It couldn't have been any closer to your most personal possession. What's your most personal possession? Your bed, right? Where you actually sleep. So the Karban Pesach was literally tied to the leg, the foot of their bed, okay? Ushalom Amitzrim, and the other nation, the majority culture, were asking them, what is going on here, right? Basically, Mahavudah Hazos Lachem. The question that we put in the mouth of the Rasha come Pesach time. This is all about the Rasha, by the way. We'll see in a second. Okay, lama zelachem veishivu, and what was the answer that each member of the Jewish people, when they had to answer this question, what was the answer that they gave, Abi? Veishivu l'shachto l'shem, excellent, to slaughter it, right, with intention for God, okay, l'shem Pesach, excuse me, b'mitzvah Hashem aleinu, right, as a commandment, in fulfillment of the commandment that God gave us. Right, we're not pulling any punches. Abi, are we telling to them straight? We're slaughtering your God for the sake of a korban for Hashem, our God. Let's not forget that the entire process of Shibud Mitzrayim began, Shimshi, with Paro saying, "Mi Hashem Asher Eshma V'Kolo, Lo Yadati Es Hashem." I have no idea who this God is. V'Gam Es Yisrael Lo Ashaleach. And anyway, I'm not sending the Jewish people. And we say, you know what? We're taking this korban l'shem Pesach b'mitzvahs Hashem aleinu, the one who you said you didn't know who he was. Okay. V'hayu shineim keos, they could only grind their teeth. Where do you recognize that expression from? Beautiful, Eitan. Right. Afata hakeos shinav. What's the whole problem with the Rasha? Lefi shehotzi. Hosi etzatzma min haklal, because he says, lachem v'lo lo, right? So you can see that the whole story of the Rasha is actually based on what the Torah is saying right here. The issue with the Rasha is he's saying, I really, ilu haya sham lo haya nigal, why? Because he's identifying with whom? The Jews or the Egyptians? Exactly. The words that we put into, and the descriptions in manual that we give of the Egyptians here is exactly the way that we treat the Rasha. The Rasha is a Porish Minat Sibor, doesn't mean he just went into the neutral space, that he didn't identify Aaron as a member of the Jewish people, but effectively, who is he identifying with in this story? The Egyptians. He says, Ma'avudah zos lachem, what are you doing with the sheep? Afata ha'keyah shinav. You say you want to act like a Mitzri? We're going to treat you like a Mitzri. You don't want to identify with the Kahal Adas Yisrael? So then you're not going to be part of Kahal Adas Yisrael, the Jewish nation. Afata HaKeyashinav. Excellent, Abi. V'hayu Shineim Keos, right? they were grinding their teeth, but they couldn't do anything about it. Sheshochtenes Eloheim. Go ahead, A.B., finish it off. Elohai Yerusha'in. Ve'al Shem, Oso Hanes. Because by any rational standard, what should have happened? The Egyptians should have done what, David?
They
should have gone to war against the Jews. What could have been a greater offense? Right? What did Moshe Rabbeinu himself say? We referenced it last week. Exactly. Heinis bach es toavas mitzrayim le'enehem. We're going to shech the carbon Pesach in front of the Egyptians. V'lo yiskelunu. They're not going to stone us? And that was the Neis HaGadol that gave its name to Shabbos HaGadol. What do you see from this story? Each Jew had to take a stand. The Seh was a Seh Leves Avo, Seh Labayis. And ultimately, Ezra, the question was, do I identify, and this is the issue of the Rasha, do I identify as a Mitzri, or do I identify as a member of Kahala Das Yisrael? On that day, the Mitzrim, Hayu, Shineyam Chaos, they were just grinding, there's nothing they could do, grinding their teeth. But the Jewish people as a nation emerged at that moment. Uve Elohim Asa Hashem Shvatim. God attacked their deity, their false deity, their pagan deity. And through that mitzvah of Korban Pesach, it's not just, oh, Hashem needed to give us a mitzvah, so He gave us any random mitzvah. He gave us lulav, He gave us makeh, He gave us tzitzis. Hashem took us out with a mitzvah that was designed for us to say, we are not Egyptians. And by the way, then the Torah prohibited us from ever going back to Egypt. It's a prohibition that's recorded three different times in the Torah. In Parshas Beshalach, in Parshas Shoftim, in Parshas Kisavo. And the Torah specifically prohibited us from acting like the Egyptians. Kima'asei Eretz Mitzrayim, asher yeshavtim ba, lo sasun. Don't go back to Egypt. Don't act like an Egyptian. You're not an Egyptian. You're a member of Kahal Adas Yisrael. You belong to me. Ki li b'nei Yisrael avadim avadayim asher hotzeisi osam eretz Mitzrayim. I took them out of there. And you're not to go back there, and you're not to act like them. You go back for business purposes. But not ladur sham Naftali sent. Because God took you out. Oh, hanisalo kim lavo lakachas lo goy mi kerev goy. He extracted from you. It wasn't just hamotzi eschem mi mitzrayim, but hama'ala eschem. He elevated you above a culture that was shtufin bizima, that was defined by arayos, against the culture that was the pagan center of the world. Right, we talked about why was it Be'eretz Mitzrayim and not Be'er? Because the krach was malei what? Gilulim, excellence. It was filled with avodah zarah, from floor to ceiling, from left to right, and we were taken out of all of that. But only by slaughtering their deity Hanan. It's not just any mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah that's perfectly calibrated to say, to whom do I belong? To Hashem or to the Egyptian culture? And that's really what Yom Kippur is all about. As people, ba'ado, uva'ad beso, as families, uva'ad kol kahal Yisrael, as a nation, we make a movement towards Hashem. The sins we send very far away, v'nasa ha'sa'ir alav, the tzir la'azazel, carries as kol avonosam. It takes all of our sins away, al eretz gezerah. And where do we go? Not Lazazel, but where are we supposed to go on Yom Kippur? In the opposite direction, following this year, Lashem, ki vayom hazeh, yechaper aleichem, letoher eschem, mikol chatoseichem, lifnei Hashem, titaro. To go, lifnaim, lifnim, to literally become as close as we can to God's presence itself. So yes, it's true, there are profound differences between Yom Kippur and Shechitas Karban Pesach. It's highlighted by the fact that the Gemara could not contemplate a hallel on Yom Kippur. Efshar Melech Yoshev al Kisei Din. Sifrei Chaim v'Sifrei Meisim Sumchim Lefanu v'Atem Omrim Shira. And by contrast, Naftali Sender, the Gemara couldn't imagine a Shchitas Karim Pesach, even if it's just Pesach Sheni, without a hallel. Efshar Yisrael Shochten Es Pischayim v'Ein Omrim Shira. There's a difference there, and I don't deny it. But of course, the dispositive source is that Mishnah and Krisus, and Eitan, you'll explain to us why. Because what does Kares really mean? What's the penalty of Kares? To be cut off from what? Exactly, from the Jewish people. And being a part of the Jewish people on Yom Kippur is essential. And if a person opts out, either through Malacha or through Achila, what happens? It's not just any penalty, but they are cut off from Adas B'nai Yisrael. And likewise, if a person chooses not to participate, not in the Achilas Karban Pesach, but in the Shechitas Karban Pesach, what penalty do they suffer? Kares. They cannot be identified as a member of the Jewish people in good standing. They have compromised their standing as a member of the Jewish people. Achi of Kares reflect exactly that. Nichrasah ha-nefesh ahi me'ameh. Three levels to the Vidui of Yom Kippur, Ba'ado, Ba'ad Beso, Ba'ad Kol Kahal Yisrael. Three levels to the Karban Pesach. Each Jew had to take a stand and confront the Egyptian. They would ask Nachi and Aaron and Emmanuel, Naftali Sender, and Shua and Aiden and Yis, why do you have that animal right there? And you could either run or hide, or you could stand your ground and say, L'shem Karban Pesach b'mitzvas Hashem Aleinu. As a person, you needed to take a stand. And as a family, you needed to take a stand. Celebes Avos, Celebias, the Pavel family, the Schloss family, the Horn family, the Ross family, the Gordon family, the Shiner family, the Leibowitz family, the Schreiber family. Every family had to take a stand. And as a whole, the Jewish nation had to take a stand as well. The emergence of Kahal Adas Yisrael, what the Rav referred to as the covenantal community, the timeless covenantal community, and it is that timeless covenantal community which is expiated and atoned for every single year by the representative of that community, the Kohen Gadol, on Yom Kippur, as the Pasuk says, V'chiper ba'ado, uva'ad beso, uva'ad kol, Kahal Yisrael. With that, I wish each and every one of you